Welcome to Travel Market Life, your companion for industry insights and professional business development. Travel Market Life. Join us by webcast, video or podcast.
Hello and welcome to Hotelier's Voice Season 4. And in today's episode, we're going to be looking at deploying new technologies with Bojan Pavacic, the Director of Technology and Digital at CitizenM. He has 20 years in IT development across multiple sectors. And with CitizenM, he's been deploying technology within 34 properties worldwide. In our conversation, we'll be covering AI and automation deployment, how CitizenM approaches new technology to be an innovative hospitality brand, the future of in-room technology and ensuring efficient hotel operations, the hotel tech stack and the role of headless systems, and bringing experience to hospitality industry from other sectors. This conversation comes to us from the International Hotel Technology Forum, where Bojan gave a presentation on charting new territories, a fresh look at future hotel innovation and advancements.
Travel Market Life.
So joining me now is Bojan. Thanks ever so much for joining us today, Bojan. So tell us, please, to start off with, where are you currently deploying AI within CitizenM?
Hello, Ryan. Nice to be here. And quite an interesting chat looking ahead of us. Where are we deploying? I have a feeling we're deploying everywhere, basically. But let me list a couple of the things that we are doing. So we have our first virtual employee in finance. He's dealing with a lot of invoices. So he's helping us in that area, matching and the purchase to pay process. We are experimenting a lot with intranet and basically non-structured and different type of sources of information. So we are playing with one of the tools that we're deploying that should substitute intranet with an AI. We are also for now two and a half years, having an AI inside of our network, even before the AI was the thing. So we have a network supplier that is actually deploying a full machine learning inside of the network. So you can work with that endpoint as one of the engineers that are sitting inside of your hotel. What we are heavily experimenting with actually, let's say ChatGPT and different types of ChatGPT or flavors of ChatGPT is in the area of the knowledge management. A knowledge management area is very, very interesting for us because, as you can imagine, we get a lot of standardized questions that are slightly different. So we believe AI will have a lot of success in knowledge management and ability of our first liners to answer with the directly correct document or whatever. Of course, there are other areas that we are just kind of starting, which is incident management, similar idea that we try to cover something for the first line support and second line support. We are deep in the QA and different types of generating the use case tests and BDD driven test cases with an AI. We are doing also a couple of other things like in development. We want to go deeper financial, but yeah, a lot of AI deployments in our company. And I must emphasize, it all started with a governance document. So we first deployed a governance document in which we have a small, let's say, body that will be guarding the gates of our company and data.
Excellent. I mean, that's fascinating. I mean, you've just basically opened the can of AI worms there, because that just demonstrates how AI can be used in so many different ways within the hotel environment. And as you mentioned, you're just sort of deploying one virtual team member to begin with, and then you're looking at other areas in which AI can be used. So if we look at AI as a new technology, what approach did you take then in order to sort of adopt this new technology and identify ways that you can use it practically without holding the company back?
Interesting question. Thanks, Ryan. For already a number of years, the automation is a very, very big topic in technology and in our department. And we were already doing kind of the machine learning and different other ways of automating huge amounts of data and consolidating and aggregating and etc. So for us, the fact that LLMs and conversational piece kind of walked into a stage of on all of us became kind of a really good thing for us, because we suddenly are getting the ear on some of the more, let's say, cumbersome or technical initiatives that we have. We have an ear also on the business side, on the commerce side, and there is definitely a demand coming from the guest in general. Not that somebody's asking us, oh, do you use AI? But the expectations are very fast with the modern digital consumer. So we know that if we see that the AI is in a myriad of tools around us, there is like very short period of time in which our guests will be expecting to have that around. So the approach we took is basically, we're going to go for automation and AI in all forms and shapes and as much as we can. We really believe in that. And that's why we started with governance, as I mentioned, because we believe that some of the things have to be part of the framework. One of the let's say, the sentences or the main drivers of our department is freedom inside of the framework. So we would like to enable the whole company to have that kind of approach. And as we know, currently, freedom is in the fact that nobody knows a lot about AI. So they are popping up left and right in the Chrome extensions, in tools, and et cetera, et cetera. If we don't watch, we can start dissipating and sifting our data left and right very easily, right? So that's approximately our approach. We're trying to build a framework first and trying to guard our data and trying to heavily go for proof of concepts, for some low-hanging fruits where we see immediate needs. Some things are just directly much beneficial immediately.
The portfolio, 34 properties, it's not too massive, too big to be too difficult to be able to change and adopt new technologies, but you're also not too small either that it's going to be too costly or too resource heavy at the same time. Do you think you can handle many more properties as a growth in order to be able to adopt new technologies as quick as Citizen M is currently being able to do? Do you think there's a particular sort of size of business that has the ability to innovate faster than others?
Thank you for this one. I do. I believe we can, because how we operate these 34 is very not traditional. So the amount of properties doesn't mean a lot to us anymore. And we are literally daily building the elements and bits that even like 300 or 400 properties would be approximately the same. So we are guided basically with very, very much cloud principles. So we are trying to scale up and we are trying to reach, let's say, the best balance between how much resources we utilize for digital compute and storage of all of our digital assets versus the amount of properties that we have. So our logic and all of our architectures are built in a very decoupled separation of concerns, so they can operate independently and in a scalable mode. I see our hotels as hub and spoke architecture from cloud, because we are centrally managing all of our properties. We are able to see for all of our properties at one point different aspects of performance, of the operation, of the, like, you name it. Like that's our logic from the get-go. That's where we would like to, and that's where we think we have a bit of the starting benefit. What we are doing now, and what is the, let's say, the challenge now in next, I would say, 1 to 5 years, is actually make sure that each component of the framework or of our landscapes is actually scalable, and that we can do what I'm telling you, because our our wishes and hunger is much more than 34. So we want to go into definitely 100 and above, and we believe that we can do it even now. Like I would say when I tested, I don't know, that's maybe interesting to hear, but we did during use COVID for interesting experiments. So we managed to load test the whole hotel. Unfortunately, because it was empty, right? So we had the occupancy of 10 to 20% or maybe even 5% in some of the properties. And we said, okay, now it's the best time to load test what we have, because we have a lot of room to actually make reservations. So we created automated load test on whole two floors of our hotel. And we did check everything. So we did the whole flow of check-in, check-out, digital flow. We did mimic, at that point, 13,000 rooms. At that point, we had around 4,500 rooms. We are now already on 8,000 rooms. So the finding was that even on 13,000 rooms, so that was like 2.5-3 times more than what we had, we were really good already. Then, of course, at certain point, like 4 times amount of rooms, we start slowing down. And that's where we are putting now a lot of effort moving ahead, fixing those snags. So tomorrow we can add hotel as fast as we can build them.
I mean, Citizen M has been renowned as quite an innovative hospitality brand. And to be an innovative hospitality brand, is it the technologies? Are they the answer, would you say?
Brilliant question. I think it's part of the answer. I think we all see a lot of different approaches to technology in a hotel as we travel. So from nobody, nowhere, a kind of do-it-yourself hotel or like digital type of hotel, to different outcomes and different applications and ideas. I believe technology should be in the background. I believe technology should, and that's what we believe strongly as a brand. Technology is a mean to achieve an experience, nothing else. And everything that we do, we try to actually hit the experience, not the technical goal. So our KPIs, and one of the two most important KPIs of a company is the NPS, actually. So we start from the guest. What is the experience that he wants or the guest wants? And what is the experience that we would like to provide? So for us, for Citizen M, and I'm super convinced in that kind of thinking, is the mix of the human touch, modern art, and technology. That's where we are trying to swim. Like, we want to really make you feel different in our hotel, or make you feel excellent in our hotel.
That's fascinating. I mean, I was only having a conversation with Mustafa Gotchin, the head of information technology at the Cheval Collection, which is also part of this Hoteliers Voice Season 4 and is at the IHTF at the same time, and talking about this role of technology and this experience that you're actually looking to deliver. So, you know, it's great to sort of see, you know, where your perceptions come from. Now, when it comes to looking at future hotel tech stack, and in particular, what do you see is the role of headless systems within the environments?
I believe that the future is headless in a lot of industries. Let's start from that. But the headless systems in hospitality are becoming, I would say, critical at one point. The hospitality universe is still rather young, or the whole industry is rather young in certain digital ways and aspects. And in that sense, there is a lot of solutions for the same thing. I'm not saying there is, that's not the case in other industries. We have that across the board. But in a lot of industries, the leaders in the technical approach or in certain services and consumption of the services is very clear or close to clear, or at least it has two or three good efforts. What I see across the hospitality is myriad of solutions that are equally exciting ideas that are in different stages of development and fidelity and quality, right? To be able to deal with all this, you need to exclude then certain parts. And then you come to what is the most important. What is the most important nowadays in every solution is basically data. How do you manage, cover, operate, and transform data? That's differentiate one solution from another. And for me to consume data, I don't need an interface and human readable interface, let's say. Like I need an interface to the data in the traditional sense of software development. How do I interface to that data and what do I do with that? In that sense, we see the evolution. Well, my theory is we've seen the evolution, for example, in the CMS space. We are living now in fully headless content systems that are actually everybody saying, oh, thank God we have this now. But we went from monoliths into microservice CMSs, into application development platform CMS type of things in which you had to develop the whole castle of the CMS and then do your website. Now to some future that is fully headless. So I believe I'm seeing the same happening in the PMS area. And that's for me where the headless, because as we know, for majority of us hoteliers, the PMS is the heart of the system. So if that system is becoming largely API first, and we see glimpses of API only, even we are almost already there. We are just waiting for the future to catch up with us.
The industry is renowned for needing to have multiple different applications to really work today. And there are some that are modular and fully integrated, others that you can connect through these APIs. And that's particularly the approach that you've taken with CitizenM. There's been a lot of talk about APIs and seamless connectivity within the industry. Do you feel that we're there yet? Or is that still a frustration for you for being able to have access to the right systems and data?
Great one. Well, I think we are coming to the same maturity problem as other industries. If you look into other industries, because of the nature of certain things, they had to achieve certain performance right on time or in the beginning of the maturity of the digital, as we were all growing in digital. But if you are, let's take some totally different. If you're in a telco industry, there was an essential need to provide very fast communication between certain aspects, because suddenly in a telco industry, the situation was changed from voice only and very analog systems into fully digital and triple play activity and things like that. I think what I see in hospitality, I see all of the flavors. So you have all of the kind of maturity. You have far-end systems that are super advanced thinking, and you have a bunch of startups that are brilliant for their own innovation, ideas, and energy. But we have a lot of these traditional, classical ways of doing business, in internet business in hospitality, that are a bit dragging the feet across the board. So this middle layer, which is probably the largest amount of the applications, is still keen on peddling through the old ways. I believe with the current evolution of the things, and I believe that we are currently in an accelerated actually evolution of digital, thanks to the ChatGPT entering the scene. But I think in next few years we're going to see what is happening. But I can say that I have companies that are providing brilliant, literally bleeding edge type of services to us, and like zero frustration with them, 98% availability and things like that, up to the guys that cannot debug a problem on the API for like a week or two. I'm past the point, or we as a system are past the point of debugging the week or two. That's for us already super burning problem, but not everybody are. So I would say we hospitality is getting there, but it's on some path and it's a bit slower than the, let's say, industries that were very keen on going fast, like telco and others.
Excellent. Thank you. Now, talk to me about the future of in-room technology. Where is it going and how are you envisioning the future of the room experience for guests? And I guess, you know, perhaps how that ensures the efficient hotel operations.
Thanks for that one. That is for us topic that we work continuously already for a while. And we work for a new, let's say, generation or a future room, how we see. So I'm itching to tell you some details, but I can't.
You're holding back on me. But, oh no.
I would love to, and we'll do it over a coffee. Publicly, what is okay to share and what we are working on, and I think it's a totally valid thinking. Well, the whole notion in the experience of digital solutions, I don't want to say user experience as the traditional, but in the experience with digital solutions for a while is personalization. And personalization traveled through a different notion across the industries, from, oh my God, they will know everything about me, it's scary, to, well, it's not so scary if I'm getting a better service, to, oh, I'm used to it and I'm expecting that you follow my thinking and have a mind reading bot in what I want. So that's kind of the evolution of personalization thinking among the user, among the guest at the end. So the personalization is definitely there to stay. It's definitely adopted or accepted by the guests as something normal. Nobody's freaking out anymore, and people now understand better what is actually really private, what is not. Not everybody, but we are getting there, right? Like it's better. In that sense, when you look at the room is the extension of your personality for a limited period of time. You will be doing there things that are mostly private for you. You will be entertaining yourself, resting or working in the setup and environment that you would like to be most compatible with yourself, like and what you do. At that point, you're feeling the best or the most comfortable in that situation. In that sense, room of the future have to, first of all, operate and function fantastically. So no downtime of any kind. It needs to orchestrate multiple devices on its own, plus devices that come in from the guest. So the infrastructure of the future probably is wireless, because the complexity of the amount of devices, because imagine a room that has access control, it has some kind of entertainment system, it has HVAC, it has Wi-Fi endpoint, it has definitely lights. And if I only stop there, not to mention that room probably has, room of the future will have sensors for water, sensors for movement, sensors for each small device along the way, simply points you to some kind of wireless future. So I think we will have to come up with very innovative approaches in the wireless space, in which we will utilize the modern protocols that are thinking about that kind of usage of wireless. What we have for a long time is implementing traditional network protocols on the wireless situation. But we do have people that are advancing in wireless also. And we're coming to almost a home automation situation on a large scale. So because home automation, when you talk about home automation, assumption is very simple. It's one home, but multiple devices of different kinds, not only one. Like that's the home automation. Now, multiply that with any amount of rooms you have per building, that's your problem as a hotelier. Like, so that cannot be solved in a traditional networking whatsoever. So the room at the end have to be perfect in orchestrating, perfect in communicating wirelessly with multiple devices of different type. It needs to provide you the level of personalization that makes you have a good experience. So I will just mention the, let's say, the good ones that you expect. How beautiful it is that that you continue what you are doing digitally just by walking into a room, right? That's kind of okay because you're on your phone, but what if you can continue on the TV? What if you can continue with whatever? What if we are offering you the certain type of streaming services and things that you're used to that are part of your digital self, right? That's where we are going with the room 2.0, and basically we see it as integration or better communication between personalization and digital persona of yourself. That's where we would like to be, and that's the general idea what we are experimenting and doing, because it takes a lot of things when you walk into the new territory. You simply, there is like nothing like that out there. So That's I believe that will be the future of Room 2.0.
Bojan, thank you so much for your time today. It's been fascinating to get that insight from you and for you to share some of what you're allowed to share from Citizen M. And I really look forward to, you know, following up these conversations further.
Thank you. Thank you, Ryan, for having you. Really a pleasure to talk to you. And yeah, hopefully we're going to have a lot more and a lot more revealing chats maybe in the future.
So that was Bojan Pavacic, the Director of Technology and Digital at Citizen M. He's part of the Hoteliers Voice Season 4, where you can find out more of the conversations that I've had on our podcast, including those that have been part of our media partnership with the International Hotel Technology Forum. I'm your host, Ryan Haynes. Thanks for listening, and ciao for now.
For more, go to Travel Market Life. The music sensation by Zach Nelson is reproduced under license from Storyblocks. Travel Market Life is a Haynes Marcoms digital marketing agency production, serving the travel and technology industries.